is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. Okay. Out of time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I greatly appreciate it. I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. Let me just read you several of the books that he has written. From Shadow Party to Shadow Government, George Soros and the Effort to Radically Change America. Government versus the People. How the Democrats Pursued the Agenda of an Ever-Increasing Government. And I wrote this briefly over the weekend. I had shared this or got ready to share this on the program. But think about this. They refer to the Capitol as hallowed ground. Now, when you hear hallowed ground, you know, what do we think about? Well, I hope that we think about something like a church or a temple, something along that line. But they refer to the Capitol as hallowed ground. That sounds a lot like a secular institution being referred to in religious terms. What about their separation of church and state that they're always talking about? And what about their idea that morality is somehow born in a vacuum? Folks, please understand that the people that we're fighting against believe that government is a god, and they want you to bow down and worship that. And anything that has to do with God, they're going to throw out, and we've aggressively got to push back against it. The new shame of the cities, Occupy Wall Street, the communist movement reborn, and Obama's war on the young, and now his latest, which really addresses the left's strategy, crashing the border, the left's manufactured crisis. John Perrazzo is my guest. John, welcome. Great to have you with me, sir.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
John, as you look at what is going on at our southern border right now, you refer to this as a manufactured crisis. What are some of the elements that the left has put in place that are, in your opinion, creating this crisis down there?
Well, it started back in the campaign when Biden ran on a platform where he was going to change the Trump policies. He was going to stop the construction of the border wall. He was going to bring back the catch and release program that was so destructive in past years. He was going to change the Trump policy that was called Remain in Mexico, where instead of releasing asylum seekers into the United States to await their cases, in most cases those people never showed up for their hearings, Biden was going to release them with either a date to appear in court or on their own recognizance, where they would be permitted to set up their own date in court on their own initiative. Things like that and many more. The whole support for sanctuary cities, the whole support for bringing in immigrants who are going to be public charges, as the terms, dependent on welfare programs, et cetera. These were all pieces of the puzzle that Biden was going to turn going to put together to make a new immigration and border policy. And so what's happened is that all of those pieces are intended to do one thing, and that one objective is to import new voters by the various methods that I mentioned and others, import this block of people that will become loyal Democrat voters down the road once they gain legal status and citizenship and the ability to vote. They will transform the country is the theory and the plan. That's the strategy to essentially lock in place Democratic dominance for decades to come, if not forever.
And so we're talking about that as an ultimate end game. In the meantime, what kind of additional dangers are being posed because of this open border and catch and release program that you've identified?
Well, we don't have a border right now, and that has incredible ramifications for the rest of Americans. The government's primary responsibility is to protect its people, its citizens, and what it's doing now, the Biden administration, is not doing that. It's not fulfilling that obligation. And you could see this in a number of ways. I mean, illegal immigration has financial costs and also social and law enforcement related costs that are astronomical. This figure is probably a little bit outdated now. It's about 5 years old, but it's the most accurate one that I've been able to find, that each year American taxpayers pay about $135 billion for the costs related to illegal immigration, whether that be the education costs, because legal migrants are entitled to free public education and have been since about 1982, the medical costs that are involved, taxpayers paying for emergency rooms and community health centers that make care available to people who are in the country illegally, and also some welfare programs that they're able to access, and of course the criminal justice system, and that leads to another problem: the massive pain and disruption of lives that is caused by people who are in the country illegally. We have enough problem with our own homegrown criminals, etc. We don't need to be importing others from the rest of the world, and that's not to paint them with a broad brush, but we do have evidence now that if the illegal population in this country is about 3.5% of the total population, that's probably a conservative estimate.
Okay.
But we know that 3.5% is responsible for more than 13% of the arrests in this country for serious crimes, and mm-hmm. that includes 12% of homicides and at least 16% of drug trafficking cases. So it's an enormous cost to the lives and the well-being and the safety of American citizens, and the Democrats never address this. They only speak about their compassion for the poor and downtrodden coming in from the rest of the world. They don't speak about the compassion that they should have for Americans here, whose lives are affected and in some cases even destroyed by people who are not here legally.
Well, and American minorities that live in these neighborhoods where criminals are basically given the ability to make those minorities, those American minorities, victims, because you know, they're afraid to say anything. They're afraid to try to get help. They're threatened. Their children are then recruited and turned into gang members or mules. Their daughters are forced into things like prostitution. And then what ends up happening is the statistics show that crime victims have a large issue with becoming involved in criminal activity themselves. Much like a form of, you know, post-traumatic stress, you know, reaction because of what's happened to them, they're now pushing back or making somebody else a victim as a result. It becomes perpetual, John.
Well, this victimization is one of the real tragedies, and it's you combine that. The phenomenon you're talking about with something really pernicious that the Democrats have been doing, which is essentially using the American Air Force planes with the American Air Force, of the American Air Force coming out of Lackland Air Force Base in Texas to ferry illegal migrants around the country to various cities and states, and with a heavy target on red states and purple states, with the idea being that they want to transform the populations there in their favor so they can tilt the national electoral vote in their favor for the foreseeable future, and really for the perpetual future. So you see these not only planes but also buses being used to drive, to bring people to Florida and North Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, even Texas cities like Dallas and Houston, places where they're trying to turn red to blue and purple to blue so that the Democrats have an unbeatable majority in the Electoral College forever, and they can control the Senate, the House, and the White House for as long as time, as long for the rest of time, essentially. That's their objective. It's a political power move.
Well, and you know, there are multiple videos by my friend Anthony Aguero, who has Border Network News, where he's filmed these planes. He's gone down and he's actually filmed them loading the planes, and then he has filmed those planes landing at bases, you know, bases up north. And then he has also filmed these buses that are coming across that you're talking about, John. This is a very, very real and very serious issue. Let me switch over, because we talked about this a little bit when we were talking in the green room, about how conservatives really kind of lay down when it comes to all of these issues. And David Horowitz, who I love, has been on my show a number of times. I know he's your boss over there at Front Page Mag, and I know how much he means to you. But he's talked to us as a former leftist about his frustration with the right not coming out and taking at least even a firm stand. Talk to me a little bit about that and how can we do that better?
Yeah, the right, and even moderates, you could say, most of the country has been cowed into silence by the threat of being tarred and feathered as racists and bigots and xenophobes, etc. And this type of name calling and smearing of people has had a very, very powerful effect on the population for decades now. And it's, of course, it's supported and strengthened by the media, which spreads the same message, and the Democratic Party, which casts its opponents as racists and bigots. So what David Horowitz has done, I think, so effectively is to emphasize the need for conservatives to stop being so polite, as he puts it, to stop playing like nice people and polite people and call things by their proper names. So while, you know, we've had for decades now, we've had leftists, and we distinguish between leftists and liberals. Leftists have been calling conservatives racists and bigots and homophobes and xenophobes, etc., and smearing them in the ugliest way as people of no character, of wicked and evil hearts, etc. And on the other side, conservatives, for their part, have been calling leftists by names like liberal and progressive. And this is not an even playing field when one side plays as dirty as the left does, and the other side tries to play by rules of politeness. It's important to call things by their proper name, and that's what David Horowitz really preaches, is to fight fire with fire, as he puts it. And I know that when I was speaking to you just a moment ago off the air, mm-hmm. I did mention that I think even Mark Levin's wonderful book, American Marxism, does this. He emphasizes that we have to call things by their name. We don't call it liberalism. We don't call it progressivism. We have to call it what it is. It's a form of Marxism. It really is.
Well, and you know, when I was a kid growing up, I mean, we recognized that communism, Marxism, were bad. We were actually instructed in school by looking at the history, the true history of the hundreds of millions that were murdered and died under the regimes of Stalin and under the regimes in Cambodia, right? I mean, we've seen what these Marxist dictators do, what Fidel Castro did in Cuba, now that suddenly Cuba has become the left's darling. These were horrific things that have happened since the Nazis, I might add, folks, since the Nazis. And yet, you know, now all of a sudden we have in America, we have a major political party that might as well be called the Democratic Communist Party, because the communism's taken it over. It's insanity to me, John. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the Democratic Party like this, it's gone hard left in years under the Obama years and Trump years. They've really radicalized, and they are now at a point where we've never seen them before. If you look at the Democrats, the way they used to be prior to, say, probably 1972 was a good dividing line. That the party bears no resemblance to what it used to be. JFK, the things that he promoted, which was essentially pride in the country, a strong national defense, low taxes, etc., he would have no home in the Democratic Party today, none whatsoever. He would be a Republican today. The Democratic Party
has moved. Yeah, no, they've moved. Hang on a second, John. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this and hopefully open some eyes. Back and more after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. And my special guest is John Perrazzo. And we're talking about, of course, the crisis at the border. And that is the new booklet that he has out. It is called Crashing the Border, the Left's Manufactured Crisis. You can pick that up. I guess at this point, you can pick it up at Amazon. Use Amazon Smile. And put in Faith Harvest Church. You can support the ministry here and our efforts to help feed those less fortunate in India. We greatly appreciate that. John, we were talking again about, you know, the redefining of the word communism and what it means to a new generation. Can you speak to that for a minute?
Yeah, it doesn't mean what it used to mean to people of an older generation. Kids are growing up in an atmosphere today in the public schools and in the colleges where they're heavily indoctrinated into leftist values and communism. You'd be very hard pressed to find any young people who really understand the horrors of what communism has done over the past century and more. The idea that communism is responsible for 100 million deaths just seems like kind of an amorphous statistic to people. They don't understand that the path that the Democratic Party is heading towards now is very much the same as what we call communism. It is a form of Marxism, as author Mark Levin has pointed out, thankfully and bravely and very importantly. This is not liberalism. Liberalism has a very noble history. It's something where we talk about traditional liberalism believes in individual rights, the rule of law, limited government, free enterprise. Yes, it believes in a larger government than conservatives, but it's not the all-encompassing massive government leviathan that the left believes in. And the left doesn't believe in individual rights. It believes in group rights and group guilt and inherited guilt, etc. It doesn't believe in the rule of law. It believes in the rule of men, which is why you see people like the House and Senate today, with a House with the tiniest majority, the Senate even, and with only the tie-breaking vote of the Vice President, happy to push through transformative legislation that will change the country forever with the slimmest of margins. It's incredible. A country that believes in the rule of law would not conduct itself that way. A party would not conduct itself that way. But they believe in the rule of men, as I put it, the rule of people who exercise their power for no other reason than to exercise their power, ram it through when they have the opportunity. And that's a horrible way to to treat a population, and it only creates tremendous division, which is why we have left and right at each other's throats now.
Well, and I think it speaks to what I said at the beginning of our session, which is, you know, their referral to the Capitol building as quote unquote hallowed ground. You know, that's something that is, folks, it's reserved for a holy place. It's reserved for your church, for your temple, for your synagogues. It's certainly not something that I think would be appropriately spoken about, a Capitol building, a political building that they say there's a separation of, and it is the people's house. We'll have John Pierce on tomorrow, who's representing 16 people that were there on January 6th. John, thanks so much for being with us today. John Perrazzo, I greatly appreciate it. Remember, at the end of the day,
when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.